The big issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
A statement from the PSL read, the Premier Soccer League condemns the act of hooliganism at the Absa Premiership fixture between Bloemfontein Celtic and Cape Town City on Sunday afternoon, the 14th of April 2019. The match referee called off the match after some supporters invaded the pitch and threw objects on the field. The league is waiting for full reports from the match commissioner and other security players on what transpired. The PSL will communicate further details in due course. Hello and welcome to The Big Issue. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu. And on the sad note of a match that was called off due to fan violence, we have to then tackle the big issue. We tackled a little bit of this in our previous show that was called The Battle of the Soul of the Green and White, where we spoke to Bloemfontein Celtic supporters who had at that time made mention of their intention not to attend the matches. So their plan was to go to Celtic matches, go outside and picket because the club was in an ownership entanglement. Owner Max Tshabalala, they wanted him out, and owner Max Tshabalala had then mentioned his intention to sell the club, and the fans were trying to ensure that the club was sold to people within Bloemfontein or people within the Free State province. That is the context. You can go and check out that podcast. In this podcast, we then speak to the same role players about what happened yesterday. So we'll find out from Botham Sela, their most prominent supporter, to find out what happened. We'll also find out from the supporters' chairman to find out what... We'll speak to the supporters' chairman to find out what happened. And we'll speak to, of course, the media officer from Bloemfontein Celtic to find out context from the club, what the club will do. And also from the Cape Town City side, just a quick update as to whether or not any of the Cape Town City players were harmed. So tag along in this journey of this said big issue, but we have to tackle it anyways. Ule Mabena is the Celtic supporters boycott chairperson. He is, of course, the recognized leader of the disgruntled supporters from Bloemfontein Celtic. So what was his role? Was this planned? Was this the intention of the supporters who were outside picketing? Let's hear from him now as to what led to the events, unhappy events that happened between Bloemfontein Celtic and Cape Town City.
I can't exactly confirm what happened, because remember we had our protest, which was peaceful outside the stadium. So the counter strategy of the management, they were giving some other supporters the tickets, complimentary tickets to get into the stadium so that they weaken our protest from outside. But yesterday it was as usual, we are outside as always, because we never expected that we are going to get into the stadium. So I was called from outside as well by supporters who told me that the game was stopped. And then because of some of supporters in the stadium. So then basically I cannot say what really happened. I did not see where it happened, who was in the pitch and all that stuff. But in essence, we're also expecting the report to know exactly what happened. But remember, since we start our protest, Celtic never won any game, home game, since we start the protest. And basically, they lost almost about three games that they play home. And maybe there were some disc supporters who were angry because now they have been used to get into the stadium, but they cannot see results. Because what we saw every game when games are played is that even before the game finishes, the supporters usually go out of the stadium because they always... angry that the team is losing. So we are not sure of what has happened. We are actually waiting for the report as well.
Yeah, I also read a report just this morning quoting you that some of the fans were arrested. Can you confirm that? Were you able to identify whether these were fans that were with you?
Yes, I can confirm that there were some supporters being arrested. I went to the VOC. And then I talked to Kaden to ask whether is it true that there were some supporters arrested. Then he confirmed, yes, there are supporters arrested, but I have not saw the supporters myself. But from the trainer who was in charge of the game, he said that there were supporters arrested. But I did not been able to identify them.
All right. Just a brief re-look at the situation for anyone who doesn't know it. So, first and foremost, you are Bloemfontein Celtic supporters. At the moment, you are boycotting the club. You go to their home games, you picket outside. What is the reason, briefly again, just to anyone who doesn't know, why is it that you are going to the games but you're not going inside to support the team?
Before the end of the season, the chairman of the team came and say he is experiencing financial problem, but we should give him about the remaining games. After 7 remaining games, he'll come back to us to inform us whether he's able to sustain the team or not. After 7 games, the chairman of the team came to us as supporters in a general meeting. The same way as Ntatemo Lemela came and say, we've got a problem in Celtics and then I'm selling it. So it's the same way that the chairman of the team came to this team and says, I can no longer sustain the team. I've got financial problems, so I'm selling the team. Then our only request was that please sell the team in Bloemfontein so that it should remain in here. Mm. And then he agreed. And then fortunately, there was a buyer in Bloemfontein. They get into contract, and then there were some doubts about the contract that they have signed because the buyer once alleged to say he was actually being sold some other things, some other things that they have agreed upon. They were not there. So now that's why he have actually pulled out of the contract. So she said, before I can enter into this contract, there are only 4 documents that I'm looking for. One is a reconciliation of debts. 2 is a SARS compliance certificate. 3 is a CK. 4 is a litigation. So that 4 documents that is what actually the buyer is waiting for, so that the chairman of the team must actually present those documents so that the transaction can happen. So that's what we are waiting for. It's almost 12 months now that we have been waiting for those particular documents.
Mm. So you can confirm to us that there were no rumors about Celtic being relocated and perhaps the violence had nothing to do with that?
No. From our understanding, from the team of the government, that's what we know. We don't know anything about the team again being relocated. We are not sure about the story. We have never been informed about the story. But today, around 10:30, we have the meeting with the government task team to give us the progress report so far.
All right. We respect that, but we just need context now and try to get the facts from your point of view. Can you just please, you mentioned that the club at times would allow people, and it happened yesterday as well, allow people from your group and some people as well to enter the stadium for free, and that caused a little bit of a friction. Would you say that some people that you were with picketing outside the stadium also entered the stadium?
I cannot guarantee that. I'm saying team, in their counter strategy, they basically take out the complimentary tickets, sure, during the week before the games. Not basically when we were at the stadium.
Okay.
They will take, and then there were people who were actually taking out that complimentary tickets. They were actually countering our protest. That was our strategy. So at the end of the day, we stood resolute to say, we are not going to get into the stadium. We are going to protest up until the chairman of the team release this team.
Mm.
And we had a meeting, and then they we had a general meeting, and they have asked the report of the general meeting. They never went to the general meeting, but they asked the report of the general meeting, and we wrote a letter to them to say, we are still boycotting.
Mm.
So there was nothing that ever happened between themselves and ourselves.
Yeah, all right. And of course, there will be punishment for this. We've seen punishment against Orlando Pirates, against Chiefs fans in recent times. What's the worst thing do you think the PSL will do now? Because they've sent out a statement yesterday. They're saying that they're waiting for reports as well, like yourselves. But do you think what's the worst thing you think will happen to Bloemfontein Celtic as a club?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what will happen, but they might say the game might play in a neutral venue. That's what I'm thinking it will happen. We are not sure. Or they might say the game of Celtic must play maybe indoors,
in
closed stadium, behind closed doors. So that's what we are thinking. That might be the punishment.
And if they want to make a statement with you, your team, Siwelele, and Dog Points, would that be a fair thing?
I don't think it will be fair because the team never played.
So it would be unfair for them to send out a strong statement and dog points.
Yes, it will be unfair. I guess there's supposed to be disciplinary processes that is taking place. It's like now you have already made the judgment before you sit down and proceed with your usual procedures of disciplinary processes. So I think is that the team let it play. Then even if they want to dock points, they will be docking points based on the outcome of the disciplinary processes.
For sure, for sure. Mr. Mabena, thank you very much for speaking to us and giving us your perspective. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ntate.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Silonduna is a media officer, communications manager at Bloemfontein Celtic. He then gives us a team or a club's perspective of the events that unfolded on the day.
The normal way where 3 hours before kickoff, we'll have a pre-match meeting. It took place, started at 12 o'clock, and kickoff started exactly 3 o'clock as the game was scheduled. And on the 22nd minute, about 4 supporters started jumping into the pitch. The other one went to the Cape Town City, post somewhere there next to the keeper. Security had to rush and, try to take them out. And from there, obviously the referee, Mr. Victor Sungwane, had to stop the game as the situation. At that stage, the players were still on the pitch, just next to their benches, because there was not, I would say, the situation was not that bad tense. But as the police and the security, tried to take these supporters out, more and more started jumping into the pitch. And with that situation, that stage, the players were still on the pitch. And the referee obviously called the two captains. He called the two team managers. I was representing the team. He briefed us as to what is happening. That stage, the situation is not tense. They are going to have to wait and check if the game will restart again. Until the VOC commander, because now the situation started, more and more supporters started jumping onto the pitch, and obviously the police had to take over the situation. And at that stage, the VOC commander advised the match commissioner, who related the message to the referee, I was there in my presence, and obviously Cape Town City, that the game will not go on due to fearing the safety of the players and everybody in the stadium. So, to be specific, the game was stopped on the 23rd at 48 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, from your perspective, I'm sure you're still waiting for reports and you're still investigating. But of course, we understand the situation with the club and some of the supporters picketing outside the stadium. What would you say led to some of the fans doing what they ended up doing?
To be quite an honest frank with you, it's a difficult one for me to predict. But one thing that I can also specify is that it has been some time that they have been boycotting our games when we play home. It's a known fact. They have been boycotting that to say they want to make sure that, the team feel the pinch of not getting, their money in terms of buying tickets. They have always been running outside the stadium. But it's difficult for me to say what actually led to that. But recall, there was at one stage, they were calling that, the chairman must sell the team, to the consortium. At this stage, and I don't want you to quote me on that one because I'll be making a big mistake. I don't want to speculate. I'm not quite sure. Maybe the person who can quantify that statement will be the national chairperson. And I'm prepared to give you his number.
Yes, I've just spoken to him, actually, because he's saying that there was a strategy by the club to give complimentary tickets to some fans, so he cannot discount those fans who are not with them being the culprits of this. That's why I was saying your preliminary findings initially, who you suspect was behind this, because he's and his grouping, he says that the people were outside picketing as usual, and we know about this, like you said. So we can't really know from their side what actually happened, because he's saying that it didn't happen from their side.
And that's one situation that where I also want to be careful, because at this stage, if I'm talking to you, not unless during the course of the day I can die, put meat to the bones, I'm not exactly sure, but the situation happened yesterday.
All right. No, we really appreciate that. Of course, I'm sure the facts will come out. Now, let's quickly look at the PSL. There's been a response. They've condemned the acts. What do you think the worst thing that can happen here? We know that Chiefs had played behind closed doors because of what happened in the Nedbank Cup a few seasons back or last season. We know Orlando Pirates against Mamelodi Sundowns. It took a year at the DC, but eventually we know what happened. It was a match behind closed doors, and there was financial punishment against the club. What do you think is the worst thing that will happen in this case?
I mean, look, firstly, we condemn what happened yesterday. It was not a good advert for football. And, you know, I mean, the situation was so bad that even young kids were crying because when the police took over the situation. But as to what is going to happen, it's also another difficult one because, you know, this will be looked into its merit. And I know what happened to you know, to your Chiefs, what happened to your Pirates. Mm. You know, the Pirates are not the same. But I think it's something different, not different in terms of, but as to what exactly is going to happen, unfortunately, we will have to wait for the PSL, the DC, you know, to come up with things. At this stage, it's a difficult one for me to be the director.
Yeah, all right. And then, of course, you still have, as Bloemfontein Celtic, you still have matches before I let you go. You still have home matches to play.
As to what is going to happen to this game, we still have got Kaizer Chiefs coming home.
Yes,
we still have got Azuz as the last game of the season, home game.
Yes.
And obviously, I guess what will definitely be happening, it is also going to impact on those two last games.
But you can confirm that the intention is to carry forward with those games at home at the same stadium, maybe with beefed up security.
At this stage, no comment. I cannot commit myself. I don't know what is going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to make such, and I'm going to plead with you not to quote me because I don't want to preempt and say something that I'm not quite sure as to what is going to happen.
Nah, Mr. Luna, we really respect that, and we thank you very much for giving us a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, sir.
No, anytime. Feel free. Anytime, I'm available.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Bottom Sela, a Bloemfontein Celtic and renowned football fan, is heated and is riled up and charged up because of the situation that the club has found itself in. He mentions the fact that, of course, they have been crying out to no avail for the past few months, and that's why things came to a head on Sunday.
What happened in the stadium? Fans were very angry about the situation of the club because, fortunate enough, you are familiar with the situation of the club.
Yes.
Now, fans took it to the extent that they need now their voice to be heard by doing what they did yesterday. So, in other words, fans were very, very, very seriously angry about what I don't know how to say it in a football term. The delay of all the grievances of the supporters. Now the fans took it to a level of saying that the only best way for them to be listened or someone to hear their cries, it was better for them to do what they did yesterday, which is uncalled for. We're not saying that if someone doesn't want to listen to you, the only best way to vent your anger, you must vent your anger in the manner that we did yesterday. It was very, very uncalled for what we did yesterday. But due to the circumstances that forces us, the fans, we are forced to do what we did yesterday. And I'm so sorry again to say that, because you must understand that we have been doing this peacefully. How long? For more than 6 months, doing this peacefully outside the stadium. Now, not a single one from the office of this the club coming on board addressing the issue. If you're running a business, for instance, and then your workers are not going to work, you must be worried about the production of the company. That's why you came in and asked, why guys are you not coming to the work? And then they address issues. And then if you don't address their demands, it means they are no longer going to come to work. So that was the situation yesterday. We have been asking the management of the club to come on board and address some issues with the club. But now, due to the fact that maybe they were busy and then supporters feel that they were neglecting them, that's why they took to a level of saying, let's at least do something. What we did yesterday, it was not to stop the game, but to get the attention, to get the attention from the office.
So you can confirm, Porta, and I really sympathize with you. You've spoken to us. All of you guys have spoken to Sokala Duma throughout this period, just to give us the perspective of what is actually happening on the ground. We've respected the peaceful nature in which the picket has been happening. We sympathize with you. So you can confirm to us now that it was not random supporters. The people that went inside were part of the supporters that were picketing with you guys outside.
Those like I said, the supporters who did whatever happened yesterday, those are the supporters whom we always with them in the different meetings, with them in our boycott, with them in everything that we do every now and then when we want to address the issue of the club. Those are our supporters. So seriously, I don't want to lie to you. We were very angry. Supporters were very angry. This issue must come to an end. We are asking every...
Would you be able to confirm if this then was a planned thing? I understand the frustration because you've been with us explaining this throughout, all of you, with Upula Mabena as well. You've explained this to us. We've understood it. We've respected the peaceful nature of it. So was it planned? The time that you went to the stadium, what was the plan?
No, we were not planning to get inside the pitch and do whatever that we did. It was not planned. But the frustration and the anger from the fans, that's what happened yesterday. It was not planned. If it was planned, we should have been done it maybe in a different way, but it was not planned. The supporters were very angry yesterday because we were outside up until that. They feel that it's better for them to display it in a way that people can hear their grievances, people can hear their petitions, people can hear their cry. So that's why they take to that initiative of getting inside the pitch. And maybe people somewhere, anyone somewhere, the PSL somewhere, SAFA, FIFA, will listen to the grievances, and then the issue will be addressed in a professional way. What we want is the management to come on board and address this issue in a professional way. We want only the management of the club to come and address the supporters. That's all the supporters want. But now there's no one who's coming on board to address the supporters. There's no one who's willing and prepared to come on board, address the issue of the club. So the supporters feels that for the management, at least, to come on board and address the... This is simple. Come to the supporters, address the issues. That's all that they want. Come on board, address the issues. Why the team is not... The deal of the club is not being active. That's what they want. Come on board. Tell us what's delaying the sale of the club. That's what they want. Simple thing. Management, simple thing. Swallow the pride. Come back to the supporters. Arrange a meeting. Address us. Simple. Why we are not fast-tracking the issue of the sale of the club. That's it. Finishing club.
Yeah. Last one then, Porta, for this one. You still have Kaizer Chiefs as a home game. You still have AmaZulu as a home game. Just confirm to us whether you will have the same action then the next time these home games are being played. You still have Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu at home. Is that the same? You approach it with the same way that you did yesterday?
No, like I said, what happened yesterday, it was not planned. We didn't plan this.
Understood.
So we
understood.
We are not planning for Kaizer Chiefs game. We are not planning for AmaZulu game. But what we are saying is the management must come on board, address the supporters in a professional way for us to have at least an agreement, consensus between the office of the supporters and then the office of the club. That's all we want. We are not planning anything for Kaizer Chiefs. We are not planning anything for AmaZulu. We are not. There's nothing that we are busy planning against those two teams. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Msila. We thank you very much for always being open to us on Sokala Duma. We wish you the best of luck, whatever happens after this one. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. We are so sorry about what happened yesterday. We don't want supporters of Celtics to be called hooligans, but we want the issues to be addressed. This is an important issue that needs a serious attention. How long it's been going on? So we are saying thank you to Soccer Laduma for giving us a chance to address our issues.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you a lot, my brother.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
Now, of course, the other party affected by this is Cape Town City. So were any of their players harmed in this? And did anyone suffer any injury in the process of these fans being disgruntled and voicing out their disgruntlement in the way that they chose to do? Let's hear from Vusintu Munye, who is the media officer of Cape Town City. Are all the players safe from yesterday's game?
Yeah, everyone is fine.
Everyone. So nothing bad happened to any of the players?
No.
All right. And from the team's perspective, anything that the team wants to do, have they written to the PSL? Have they received any update from the PSL as to what will happen to that game?
No, we'll wait for the PSL to advise us. We'll wait for them to advise us. For now, they just sent the statement that they're still waiting for match commissioner's report, and they'll take it from there.
All right. Otherwise, all the team is all good and safe?
No, we are good.
All right. Thank you so much for that update.
Okay, thank you.
Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. And like I said at the beginning, we did a feature on Celtic a few months back. It was called The Battle of the Soul of the Green and White. The Battle for the Soul of the Green and White. We spoke about what was happening at the club and what will happen if it became violent. It has now become violent. It's up to the PSL now to act upon the violence. There are two more games to play at home from Bloemfontein Celtic. Will those games be played behind closed doors? Only the next few days or the next few weeks or the next few months will be able to tell us what will happen. Of course, what is happening mirrors precisely what happens in our society at large. And that's what Botha was saying, that perhaps the fans found one channel that they knew that there will be a response. It's precisely what is playing out in our socio-economic environments, where people are voicing their opinions via emails, via voice, and they are not being responded to adequately according to them, and as a result they take up to the street and they protest, they close highways, they loot shops and so on. So what is playing out, or what played out, is precisely what plays out in society at large. Well, this was the big issue. Hopefully the PSL will act accordingly and decisively on this. There has been a precedent set with other clubs who had fan violence and they played behind closed doors, and there were monetary fines as well. I don't see a talking of the point here, unless the PSL wants to send out a strong statement, which will be a deviation from the other cases. However, we shall all see. Thank you very much for being with us. My name is Nguluyago Ngeu, and this was The Big Issue.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.